Welcome to another podcast with Heather Zaccanini. Today we will be talking about the mode of blended learning as we move, hopefully, out of the global pandemic. First, let's start with some things to think about. Most, if not all, teachers found themselves swimming in the deep end of teaching technology in a matter of weeks. We learned new platforms, hardware setups, sharing methods, software, and had to do it all with a healthy dose of MacGyver spirit. I know I had to set things up in my home office that I had no idea how to do pre-pandemic. Now, as we take a breath and review all we have mastered, we can reflect on what we should carry forward into our future classrooms. According to the Planning for Blended Future, a research-driven guide for educators, traditional blended learning is defined as, and the key word here is traditional. This is a traditional definition. Blended learning, sometimes known as hybrid learning, is traditionally thought of as a blend of media or technologies allowing for a blend of modalities of learning face-to-face and online, potentially leading to a reduction in face-to-face seat time in class. In the chaos and urgency created by a pandemic, some tools were developed rapidly and quite literally tested on the fly. While this was necessary, it may mean we need to reassess how it's working and what can be improved. This guide for educators serves to report on research-based outcomes as a result of a tidal wave of blended learning modalities. The guide continues to redefine blended learning as instruction that blends technical, temporal, spatial, and pedagogical dimensions to create actualized learning. Wow, is that different than that traditional definition I read a moment ago? This new way of defining blended learning resonates with me. Considering blended learning to be far more than splitting a course into online and face-to-face components could result in something far better than either of those two parts. What if what we can create in a blended environment has a synergistic effect, resulting in a catapulting us forward and beyond where we thought possible? How incredible would that be? This guide continues on a discussion of a pedagogical shift. A quote, "Faculty must consider their role to be more than that of information suppliers in order to meet the needs of their students through various modalities." What a stupendous idea that we are not just collecting and disseminating information. A teacher's dream indeed. I would invite you to go ahead and review this guide. It is quite lengthy and is packed full of information that has been gleaned from the overwhelming number of models that we've all tested in the last 2.5 years. The link will be provided in the show notes, and I look forward to more conversation.